This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The United States Department of Justice is reviewing 9/11 records with an eye toward making more public. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this.
The Justice Department said Monday it is working toward providing families of 9/11 victims with more information about the investigation into the attacks. A two-page letter was filed in federal court in Manhattan as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. The Justice Department said the FBI recently concluded an investigation into certain 9/11 hijackers and potential co-conspirators, and it is working to see if previously undisclosed information may be shared. Last week, nearly 1,800 families, victims and first responders objected in a letter to President Joe Biden attending this year's September 11 memorial events as long as key documents remain classified. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The International Committee of the Red Cross said today its health facilities in Afghanistan have treated more than 4,000 patients wounded by weapons over the past week, an indication of the intensity of the recent Afghan conflict. The violence comes as the United States, along with the regional and international stakeholders, have gathered in Qatar to press the Afghan parties to the conflict to urgently seek a negotiated settlement to the South Asian country's long war. An ICRC statement called on both Afghan government forces and Taliban insurgents for immediate restraint, stressing that civilians and vital infrastructure such as hospitals must be protected from the fighting. North Korea has condemned U.S.-South Korea military exercises that begin this week, saying the drills show the need for Pyongyang to develop more of its own military capabilities. The computer-simulated exercises are being scaled back amid the coronavirus pandemic and fears that they could upset North Korea, which recently reopened communication hotlines with the South. This is VOA.